Local government heads think Miami-Dade lacks the funds necessary to assist in the new wave of Cubans coming through Central America. Last week, a deal was made to airlift the current Cuban migrants stuck in Costa Rica to El Salvador, before eventually making it to the U.S. through Mexico. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez thinks it should be the job of the federal government to take care of the migrants. Nora Gomez-Torres covered the story for El Nuevo Herald. She says that the U.S. government has yet to publicly respond to the matter. This leaves local leaders wondering if their concerns will be taken seriously on the federal level.
I think the big question is what the U.S. is going to do in terms of, you know, the migration policy towards Cuba. Because every time there's a crisis like this, there's usually some changes in migration policy.
Torres also says many Cuban migrants have already exhausted their own money in trying to get to Central America and are now relying on funds from family and friends here in the U.S.
When you have such a big number, almost 8,000 in Costa Rica and another 1,000 in Panama, for sure you're going to find people that doesn't have family here in the U.S. So that's why we need, like, the federal government and local authorities and churches involved.
Miami Mayor Thomas Regalado says the local aid system's temporarily finances the stay of only about 60 underprivileged families in motels. He emphasizes the annual budget is nearly $1 million and cannot be stretched further. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.